today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about Satan in the view of Islam. Please be with us. Today, Friday, is the 29th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verses 41 to 42 of Chapter Al-Hijr from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qala hadha siratun alayya mustaqim.
Allah said, "This is a path of return to me that is straight."
Inna 'ibadi laysa laka 'alayhim sultanun illa man ittaba'aka min al-ghawin.
Indeed, my servants, no authority will you have over them except those who follow you of the deviators.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Iblis announced that he would mislead all except selected devotee individuals. In this verse, Allah remarks the reason as to why Iblis does not have the power to dominate his servants is because of his straight path and his way of treatment. That is, Allah's way of treatment is such that He Himself guarantees their protection. And this does not imply that Iblis would have nothing to do with them. On the contrary, he might not be in a position to exercise any power over them. Satanic cults are alive and kicking as never before. Satan was as confused as he was wrong about the most fundamental things in life. For instance, he blames Allah for sending him astray, while at the same time, he promises that he himself will send people astray. According to some commentators of the Holy Quran, he wavered between fatalism and notion of absolute free will. Satan knew what and where the truth lay, but since he refused to comply with it, he was keen to obscure it and obscure the avenues leading to it. He wanted to muddle and confuse the truth, making it neither fully known nor knowledgeable. Sayyidin's case additionally shows that knowledge alone is not enough to attain faith. More than that, especially from immaterial spheres, is required. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with studying various ways of satanic temptations. It's where Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam indicated in this way, أَلَوْا أَنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ قَدْ جَمْعَ حِزْبَهُ وَاسْتَجْلَبَ خَيْلُهُ وَرِجْلَهُ. Certainly, Satan has collected all his party members, وَاسْتَجْلَبَ خَيْلُهُ, and has collected all his associates in order to mislead the believers from the right path. Now we find that in the holy, in the book Nahj al-Balagha, there are many indications in this regard. In contrast to the people of Satan, we find that there is Hezbollah. I mean, Hezbollah means, I mean, the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Holy Quran, it's indicated, لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كان آباؤهم أو أبناؤهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحت الأنهار خالدين فيها رضي الله عنهم عنه وردوا عنه أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. The Holy Quran says that those people who follow the divine indications, they belong to the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beware that the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the felicitous. Thank you very much.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
On the continuation of best strategies that we have known in the series of today's special, we're rich to arrogance, different from kibr, of course. Arrogance is thinking one is safe from the punishment of Allah in this world and in the hereafter. Satan convinces some people that because they do such and such great deeds, they are the best and will definitely go to Jannah and paradise. We can never be so sure of ourselves and our deeds. We do not know in what condition we will die. We need to humble ourselves and always rely on Allah and make dua and hope for His mercy to let us enter the paradise, inshallah.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi.
Now, how to defeat Satan? One step is watching your tongue. Ever had one of those times when you said something awful to someone and wished you didn't? Maybe they provoked that response out of you, or maybe you were just in a bad mood at that time. Whatever happens, remember that one of the tools of Satan to sow the seeds of discord among us is through our speech. Someone hurt you and you lashed out. Or your parents upset you and you said hurtful things. Even though we can sometimes justify what we say to others, you should remember that good speech is a characteristic of a good Muslim, and Satan does nothing but stir fight amongst people. Watch your tongue and your temper. And if anyone tries to push your buttons, seek refuge from Satan and maintain your peace.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوًا فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Shaytan is your greatest of enemy. Therefore declare him as your enemy. Declare him as your greatest of enemies. I remember when I was growing up, I had a friend, a good person, who just simply went to a Lakers game. Now, this is something very normal. He went to a Lakers game with a bunch of friends. And I guess in the parking lot, they had an encounter with some people. Still, very reasonable, very simple. When we get angry, the shaitan comes and whispers in our ears, in our heart. We feel the whispers. He's pushing us. What is the story behind the whispers of shaitan? I'm sure you all recite the last chapter within the Holy Quran, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. The one who whispers in the hearts and the minds of people. He doesn't whisper in my ears, but he whispers within my inner existence. So who's Waswas al-Khannas? What's the story behind this? The last chapter within the Holy Quran was revealed after this ayah was revealed. What is the ayah? قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. And tell my servants that have drowned themselves in sin, not to give up hope with Allah, to seek repentance, to come back. And Allah shall forgive all their sins. The most beautiful verse in the Quran. When this verse was revealed, Shaytan called all his troops. All his troops, he said, gather. Have you read the verse in the Quran? Allah says he will forgive all the sins. How can we counter this? So each one of his troops, each one of his allies, the shayateen, began to say something. Until this one, this evil, al-waswas al-khannas, the repetitive whisperer, he's one of the allies, one of the shayateen. His name is al-waswas al-khannas, the repetitive whisperer. Came and he said, I will whisper in their hearts until they commit the sin. And then I will whisper in them, I will whisper in their hearts until they procrastinate repentance.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, that is the difference between Satan and Iblis and the concept of both of them. So we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. And fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي
علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي، علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.